Hannah will continue with working capital, I think. Please.
Working capital is another guidance note which is already finalized, so you can find it outside. And actually, we knew that member states will ask about this guidance note because we remember a lot of discussion on this when we negotiated the regulation in the Council. There was a discussion about the eligibility of support to enterprises. There was a discussion whether these rules should be included in the main regulation or, as Commission proposed, in the delegated regulation. In the end, we have the rules in the main regulation. This is Article 37.4 of the Common Provision Regulation. And of course, if you read this article, we see that indeed working capital is eligible, but there are a lot of conditions linked to the eligibility of working capital. The conditions are already included in the very same sentence which makes the working capital eligible. These conditions refer to the state aid compliance, and these conditions links also to the need to stimulate additional private co-investment. So there is an idea that we should not allow for support to enterprises without having private funds being co-invested along with public funds. It is not written as a requirement, but this is a clear recommendation stemming from the regulation. And of course, working capital cannot be seen as automatic. Eligibility of working capital cannot be seen as an automatic or generic. And we heard some ideas of member states that they wanted to set up a financial instrument, which was even supposed to be called financial instrument for working capital. This is not what we want to see. The working capital and its eligibility should be in a way analyzed on a case-by-case basis. And this case-by-case assessment is of course in the hands of the fund manager who will in the end sign the, for example, the loan agreement with the final recipient. Here we should first of all underline the eligibility of enterprise itself. While the regulation speaks generally about enterprises, so there is no limitation as to the type or the size of the enterprise, in reality we will see mainly support to small and medium enterprises, because this is the limitation which comes from the state aid rules, and this is the limitation also which comes from the fund-specific regulation. So most of your funds will support SMEs. The other eligibility limitation is the eligible target. And these eligible targets are clearly mentioned in the regulation in Article 37.4. It is unusual very much for the regulation that we show an explicit positive eligibility items. And this is one of the examples when in the regulation you see what is eligible and you have an explicit list of eligible targets. So we refer there to the establishment phase, to the development, to the early stages, to the development of new products, penetration of new markets. So these are the only eligible targets which the fund manager can support with ESIF program resources. And of course, the fund manager receives a business plan and application from the enterprise. The fund manager has to assess this business plan and application. The main criteria is, of course, the financial viability of the investment, because otherwise there is no scope for using financial instruments. But of course, in this assessment, the fund manager should also assess and see whether there is a justification for amount of the working capital and for its proportion. So to sum up generally on the working capital, it is eligible, but this is really not an automatic eligibility, and this is somehow left to the fund manager to assess it on a case-by-case basis.